Next up is Dylan Collins.
In life, one has to face a huge assortment of nauseating fats and good advice. There's health and fitness, diet and deportment, and other pointless forms of sacrifice. Conversation wit, I am a doubter. Manners charm, there's no way to impress. So forget the inner me, observe the outer. I am what I wear and how I dress. Oh, now I believe in looking like my time on earth is cooking, whether polka dotted, striped, or even checked. With some glamour guaranteeing, every fiber of my being is displayed to quite remarkable effect. From your cradle via trousseau to your deathbed, your own view, so never compromise, accept no substitute. I would rather wear a barrel than conservative apparel, for dress has always been my strongest suit, my strongest suit.
Dylan Collins. Dylan Collins. What in the world did I just hear? Dylan Collins, get off my show now. Get off. I demand this person off. And he's not even on yet, but I want him off.
Did Zelina just snort? I'm pretty sure she just snorted.
Zelina, you're ruining the moment. Shh. Should I kick you off my show too? Do you want that?
No, please.
Back to Mr. Dylan Collins. I hate you so much. You're my arch nemesis. Oh, wait. I just wanted to... On the internet.
Now we need a bleep sound effect.
For a bleep sound effect.
In the Disney competition.
Which no, we don't.
Anyway...
Yeah, real critique. I'm going to be
the scary judge for Dylan from now on. Ambie has the scary judge for most times, but every time Dylan comes around, I take over.
Mwahaha.
Yes, more. Anyway, Dylan, my first thing on my notes is, what in the world am I listening to? What is this? Is this for acting?
No, this...
I thought we wanted a verse and a chorus. And then when he started singing, I was like, oh, it's this.
The strongest suit from Aida.
Yeah, I got that after a while. But I like this a lot, actually.
See, I mean, he can be nice.
I hated it. No, I liked it a lot, actually. You had a really good energy. You're definitely the most... Oh, my phone. You're definitely the most memorable Aida I've heard in a while. But I like the runs you did. You had a kind of rocky kind of sound going on. And the only, like, negative comment I have right now is, I can't remember which one, but I remember the word substitute, and I just said it sounded odd. That's all I have. And I think it was one of your strongest suits towards the end. It sounded like there was a kind of weird pause, or, like, you stopped. You were going to say something, and you stopped. And then you said it again or something. I'm not sure, but...
Well, towards the end, like, I don't mean to interrupt, but, like, I did notice that he kind of took the first half of it and then put in the ending version of the lines, which are different notes than the ones from, like, the middle of the song, so that could have been part of it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just to make a fast forward through the song, I guess.
Yeah, it was, like, the chunk in the middle got cut out, and he went straight to the end. Because I kind of felt that, too. I was, like, a little like, huh, what just happened?
Yeah, I was like, what was that? But that's my lack of Aida knowledge for you. But yes, good job, Dylan Collins. I hate you so much.
Aww.
So pleasant.
Next.
All right. My strongest suit from Aida. Alrighty then. Gender bending while we're at it. I like that you put a nice twist. Like Jeffers said, you put a different sound to it. And I really liked the performance. I mean, you had the good energy. I liked the vibrato and everything, so I like this one. It's high on my list now.
My turn?
Anybody? Yes.
Okay. My first word that I have here is in capital letters with 3 exclamation points after it. Yes! That was the first thing I wrote down when I heard it. That was, yes, 3 exclamation points. And I also have performance win later on in my notes. Jeffers mentioned your runs. I really liked your runs. Like, I have outer, because there was, like, a run on the on the end of outer. Mm-hmm. And
like, yeah, you, I like that, yeah, too.
That was it. And then I have time on Earth here. You did something really cool during the time on Earth. I can't remember what it was at right now, because... Yeah, but, and there was, I will admit, there was a mouse click at the very, very end, but at least it was not scattered throughout. There was one mouse click, so watch that.
Very wow, end. Wow, ears like a rabbit or something. I'm not...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now you know why I'm going to be the scary judge.
I'm so bad, I didn't even hear the mouse clicks and cookies.
It was like anyway. Right at the very, very end. So that's why it was acceptable, because it was like, okay. Oh, I'm stopping my file now. So it was acceptable. But just be careful.
Just trim it next time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But overall, great job. Performance win.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Continue. Are you done?
Yeah. But
no. Okay. I just realized we didn't tell Michelle that she sent in a WMA file instead of MP3.
Oh, like 3 people? MP3. Like 2 people later?
Yeah.
Oops.
Oops.
If you're still listening, Michelle.
Yes, if you're still listening, please send in MP3. Thank you.
That could have been part of the quality problem back then as well, then. Because as I was listening to it, I was wondering if it was in MP3 or not, but I couldn't figure out because there was no marker in my folder. Sorry to take over your critique, Dylan.
Yeah, sorry, Dylan.
I think we're done, though.
Yes, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
Coming up next, we have Nick.
I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a great warm welcome will be waiting for me. Where the crowds will cheer when they see my face. And a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be. I will find my way. I can go the distance, I'll be there someday. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. I would go most anywhere to feel like I belong.
All right, that was Nick. And he's saying go the distance from Hercules, I believe?
Yes, that's what that was.
That was right.
So all right.
Start things off.
Okay. Let's see. It seemed a little low on energy for me. I think you had more potential. I mean, you had a good voice. I just think if you had more energy, I don't know if Sleeping Bear is the right term for it or not. I have distance down. I think the first distance seemed off for me. To be, and I had also to be, I don't know which part of the song it was, but there's a to be that seemed off as well. So yeah, it was just low on energy for me for the most part.
Okay, Ambie.
I love the sound of your voice, but you were definitely a little flat on this song. I think that you have one of those voices that is really good, but you need music behind you to like support you. Cause I think that if you had the music on this, you would have had the notes a little bit better, but it was definitely, especially on the first verse, it got better on the chorus, but it was still a little flat. So I think you have a really, 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 really nice voice. I liked your voice. It a little low energy, but I could deal with that because I like the sound of your voice. But I think you need the music. So if you make it into the competition, once we're going to be using music. So I think that you'll definitely shine further along in the competition if you make it into it past the auditions. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're one of the people that need music. Yeah. Like a cappella kind of messes you up and it's hard to like, I don't know, tell if you're on key or not. Because I heard you change keys quite a few times. Like, I think the first one I have down is Waiting for Me, right after you go to distance. So I'm not sure if I missed one or anything, but yeah, you need to work on staying in the same key when you're in a cappella. But yeah, you definitely have a lot of potential,
Oh yeah,
and
definitely, definitely.
definitely. If you don't go through, please resubmit.
Yeah, I think you're one of my favorite voices for the night so far, but it wasn't one of my favorite performances for the night so far.
Yeah, same
Yeah,
here.
definitely.
okay, are we done?
I'm done.
I'm done.
Next up is Sherlock.
I'm gonna be the main event, like no king was before. I'm brushing up on looking down. I'm working on my roar. Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
So that was Sherlock with a 3 and a 0 in the name, in place of the E and the O. Yes,
I
Jeff?
kind of like that,
I
Andy.
actually like it. I do actually like it. I'm pretty sure that I actually changed your name to this on the VA because I remember when I got, I was like, oh, that's an interesting way to say Sherlock. Oh, the 3 and the O.
Well, I meant the way you said the name, because when I got the email, I was like, is her name Sure 3 or 0?
Like squiggles, like little girl squiggles, like squiggle line X 0 4 9
X0.
little girl reverse.
Yes, but anyway, getting back on topic.
No, it's kind of like a little leet in there.
I'm B.
Getting back on topic. Okay. I thought your voice was super de duper cute. Like you were adorable. However, this was way too short. Like I know we said a verse and a chorus, but I don't know. I feel like you picked the shortest verse in the entire song and the chorus. Like, if you had gone, like, starting where, like, Simba and Nala start singing, it goes a little, that verse kind of leads into a second verse into the chorus. And I think that we would have gotten a better feeling for your voice on it. This was, like, 18 seconds long. I loved your voice. There was one note that got, I think it was the king, when you were holding out king, it was a little
Yeah, I have
off.
that down too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was definitely a little off. And that was the last, like, I was expecting to hear more, like, oh, maybe she'll recover from this. And then it ended. So I was like, oh, that was a little, it was really good. And then, like, the last note was kind of a little depressing and made me a little sad panda.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't make it through tonight, resubmit with a bit of a longer song. I think after that, we actually were talking about that before we started recording. I think we're gonna now put in a minimum time, like a time frame estimate, like still a verse in the chorus, but like 45 seconds to 90 seconds, like somewhere in there would be like the range to shoot for, so we have a better feeling for your voice. We'll add that to
Right.
the audition posts after we put this episode up.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Jeffers, you want to go next?
Oh, is it me?
Yeah, I think it's you.
Yeah, Ambi pretty much covered everything that I have down. You are super cute. I put down you needed more energy, but I think that kind of got irrelevant because as the song went on, I liked it more and more. So just kind of ignore that comment. But yeah, I think you just resubmit. Or if you don't go through, resubmit with something longer so we can get a better feel, because I think you have potential.
Like, I even think if you have to resubmit, you could resubmit this song again longer if you wanted to. Like, if you wanted to
Right.
use your second one to do that, because you were really cute on this. Just fix the king note, because you were a little flat on it, and make it longer. Because
Yeah.
it was adorable, and
Right.
I really wanted to hear more, but I didn't get it.
Okay.
Yeah, I had the same thing, cute voice. I kind of like the energy. It was too short. You picked the shortest verse in all of Disney songs that I can think of.
Like the shortest verse. The shortest.
Was it the
Yeah.
first one? It was,
It was
right?
the very first one, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right.
It's like you were
So,
saying,
but yeah.
Jeffers was saying he did this for his initial performance
Yes.
audition.
Perform it. And like even well I mean even well the way I made it longer was I did Simba and I did Zazu, so it kind of dragged on a little bit longer.
I think that's why it
And like
was
I
shorter too, because the Zazu wasn't there.
Yeah, exactly.
That extra.
And like I did all the little
improv
in between. But I think if you did the Zazu, if you did the Zazu parts, it would have been a bit longer. But Yeah.
I think I'm done.
Yeah, I think I'm done too. I'm just kind of repeating myself.
Yep. Done.
Done? Okay.
Done.
Done.
Coming up next, we have Interrobang. At least that's how I think you say it.
Look at me. I will never pass for a perfect bride or a perfect daughter. Can it be? I'm not meant to play this part. Now I see that if I were truly to be myself, I would break my family's heart. Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me? Why is my reflection someone I don't know? Somehow I cannot hide who I am, though I've tried. When will my reflection show who I am inside? When will my reflection show who I am inside?
So that was okay, wait.
We talked about this before we started, so we wouldn't mess it up too.
Oops. We should probably edit this out, but I don't think we will.
No,
so
let's just keep it, because it's anyway. Funny that way.
Okay, take two. Back. So that was intro. I'm so sorry,
Jeffers.
No, because like take a minute.
That was intro bang.
Let me explain myself. In my notes, I spelled her name wrong.
Oh. Okay.
So it said like Interrogerban or something. So I was like, wait.
Where did the G?
Okay, anyway, take three. So that was Interrobang, people.
Yay! We got it right.
So am I first?
You're first, yeah.
Okay, I'm first. So I think this was a good song choice for you overall. I think at first, the verse, I was kind of like, it kind of sounded a little soft to me at first, but like, you kind of built up the energy as the song went along, and like, when you hit the chorus, I thought it had really nice levels to it, and like, I liked the very last belt you did. I think it was on the word inside, and I thought it was pretty well done. It was it was a good audition.
I have Beltic Girl in my notes.
Yep, I'm done. Yeah. For now.
Okay. Did any of y'all hear background noises?
Yes.
It was
like a TV and someone talking in the background, and I was like, no,
I heard screaming in the background.
At the very beginning.
I heard it throughout the entire thing. Like, I heard it very first thing, and then I heard it periodically throughout, and I was like, this was...
I actually have down in my notes, I thought it was background music. Like right between the verse and the chorus, when it cuts, I heard music, so I was like, is she recording with music?
No, it was definitely a TV or someone in the background. Yeah. Definitely. Or like a radio or something.
Oh, right. And if anyone is wondering, you can, I guess, sing along with music if you want.
As long as we can't hear it.
As long as we can't hear it.
Like if it's like playing in your headphones and like you're singing along like that, that's fine, but we can't hear it.
Yes. No one needs to know how you cheat. No, it's all right. So.
All right.
Sorry,
Selena, we kind of hijacked your critique.
Thanks, guys.
I love you.
I have to say, you have a pretty voice. I love the emotion. You did sound like you were holding back a bit on some parts, or like at the beginning. But as Jeffers said, you started to build on it. I have for Back at Me, the me was a bit off for me. I don't know if that it might be just me or it might have been a technical thing. But I do like your voice, and I think you're my favorite reflection of the night so far. If there is more.
Of the two we've had so far, because, yeah.
Right.
We don't know what's coming up next. Yeah. Well, actually, right. I kind of know what's coming up next.
Jeffers, don't ruin it.
Yeah.
I know. For future reference, please do not write what you're going to be singing in your email, because it kind of ruins the surprise for me. Because I know what's coming up, and they don't, and yeah.
I like being challenged.
I like this song, or, oh, God, it's Randy Newman.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Cookies and Dylan were the only ones I didn't see coming, but anyway. That's why I was like, what in the world is this? But sorry. So,
I was done.
Then it's on to me. I really, 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 really liked this, but the background noise that we mentioned before really killed it for me. So I was like, oh my God, I love this so much, but the background music is just, or TV or whatever it was killing me the whole time. I wanted to enjoy it so bad, and I was, and then I would hear the TV and I would get sad again. Like, if you don't go through this week, please resubmit. Like, if for some reason you don't go through tonight, please resubmit with no background noise. Because I think that if you don't make it through tonight and you resubmit and there's no background noise, you will get through.
I think the only reason she may not make it if she's... Because I think this is a pretty good one.
Yeah, this was one of the better ones tonight, I think.
Right. And the only reason you may not make it is because of the background noises. Yeah.
Because, like, I have to look at when it comes down to in the end, we're like talking about who we're going to put through. It's like, well, this person was really, really good, as was this person, but this one didn't have background noise and this one did. The other person is going to edge their way out ahead of you. So, quality is really important because it shows us that you're like really dedicated to it and you're paying
and serious to this.
Exactly.
So, anything else?
I'm done.
All right, we're done. Moving on.
Dirksies, you're up next.
Come stop your crying, it'll be all right. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Dirksies singing You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan. I liked your low-range voice. It was very pretty. It sounded a bit weird for me. I don't know what it was.
I think, and this is how I felt about it, I think it's the Broadway version of it. I don't think it's like the jazzy Phil Collins interpret, like, because I know Phil Collins is like the original one, but in the Broadway show, it's a little more like simplistic and like sweet and stuff, because it's actually
more of a ballad.
Yeah, because it's actually Kala singing it in the musical. It's not Phil Collins singing behind everybody, you know. His jazzy, like Phil Collins-iness. It's actually a character singing it in the musical.
Okay.
I think that's a nice take. Oh, the musical's great. The musical's really good. I highly recommend it. Yeah.
Alright. I'm trying to get the soundtrack for it. There was a part I thought you sounded a bit flat, which was, yes, you'll be in my heart. I don't remember which part that was in, but there was one of those that sounded flat to me. And that's all I have.
Okay, Ambi.
I felt it was slightly Sleeping Bear.
Like, yes, I have that down too.
Because like the verse was like fine, and I was waiting for you, like when you got to the chorus, to like actually like pick it up in emotion and stuff, but it was just an emotional flat line. Like the emotion you started with was the emotion you ended with, and there was like no levels. Variations at all in it. Like, this is another one where I loved your voice, but the performance was lacking for me. And it was just, like, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more passion in it. Like, that's the first movie with, like, passion. Like,
passion. Passion.
Passion.
Ooh-la-la.
By Dirksies. The new fragrance by Dirksies. Passion. I just felt like, yeah, I really wanted you, especially in the chorus. I was like, maybe now she's going to, like, go somewhere with it. And I was disappointed because you didn't. But I like your voice a lot. I like your voice a lot.
Yeah, pretty much I have down whatever ambience Zelina said. You had a really nice voice. I don't think you showed off what you can do to your full potential.
Yeah, felt like you were holding back.
So if you don't go through, I highly encourage a resubmit and try something a little bit more, maybe showy, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess something more showy. I just think not necessarily so much show, like not picking something that's showy, but show us more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Her emo said she sings alto, but you know me. I'm not musically trained.
Well,
so
you're musically challenged.
Yes, I'm musically challenged if we didn't figure that out so far.
This was an alto voice.
Yeah. I guess. I really don't have anything else to say.
I'm done.
I'm done.
Done.